Blackstone Publishing presents Final Resting Place, A Lincoln and Speed Mystery by Jonathan F. Putnam. This book is read by Lloyd James. To my parents, Bob and Rosemary Putnam. Prologue. The funeral service for my sister Anne took place at the Methodist Episcopal Church in Louisville. I sat between my parents, my mother convulsed in tears, my aging father staring straight ahead, unblinking, and half listened to the words of comfort pronounced by the Reverend Dr. Humphrey. Nothing he said could lessen the pain of seeing Anne's small casket, wreathed by spring flowers, resting at the base of the pulpit. Anne's birth had been a surprise gift for my father's 60th birthday. She had entered the world a decade after my parents' next youngest child, and along with my 9 other siblings, I had doted on her from the moment she drew her first breath. So when word reached us in Springfield, Illinois, where my sister Martha and I were living on the frontier, that Anne had contracted the dreaded smallpox from a playmate, we had leapt aboard the first eastbound stagecoach. Alas, by the time we reached Louisville, Anne breathed no more. My elder brother James ascended the pulpit and thanked the Reverend Doctor for his fine Christian words. With our father's declining health, James now spoke for the Speed family. He gazed down on the congregation, packed with representatives of the other great families of Louisville, and took a deep breath. "We are grieved," began James, "that the pattering of Anne's little feet has been stilled, that the music of her lisping tongue has been forever hushed. It is midnight for our blackened souls, yet in time that midnight shall give way to the somber twilight that precedes the coming dawn. In time, we shall realize Anne is not gone, but gone before, and that we may see her again one day, if we live our lives according to her example and his dictates." A cry of grief rang out, and I turned to look at the assemblage of a dozen of our house slaves, all dressed in mourning black, standing against the back wall of the sanctuary, and listening intently to James's words. Martha and I had obtained special permission from the Reverend Dr. Humphrey, allowing the Negro bondsman to enter his church for the occasion. The wail had escaped from an old woman with long gray hair named Phyllis, a midwife who'd helped birth Anne. Phyllis's face was newly covered by the ugly scars of the pox, with which she'd been burdened during her tireless efforts to nurse Anne back to life. "As I look out at this gathering," continued my brother, "I am reminded of the central role of family in our lives. As children..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?